Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norm Shealy. And David's on with us in Illinois. I just want to let you know, on Friday, we're introducing a new instructor. His name is Kevin. And he hails from Florida. And he is an appliance repair person. And so we're going to be talking about appliance repairs, do-it-yourself, maintenance for appliances, how to make your appliances last longer so you don't have to buy the Chi-Com replacements. So inexpensive do-it-yourself repairs, less than $20. I've done them here. I've been doing them for years. He's the expert. He's going to be sharing his knowledge and expertise with us on Friday, hour number one. Hour number two, Kathy in Ohio is going to be with us, and she's going to be talking about inexpensive things to do, how to save money at your home. Kathy is a fabulous homemaker, and she's going to be sharing her knowledge and expertise of many years with us on Friday as well. David's with us, and David, I have noticed that there is an easing of some of the food supplies in our area. Are you seeing that? I'm talking about staples now, the things that were really hard to get. Are you seeing that in Illinois, or is that unchanged?
That stuff's hard to get here. It still is hard to get here. So, I mean, a lot of that stuff. I mean, I went down by the aisle where, like, the sugar was. There wasn't any sugar at the main store. I mean, mm-hmm. I just happened to look down there to see, walk down that way to see what was there.
That's one of the good side effects.
But a lot of the things like your evaporated milk, cans of evaporated milk, there was really nothing of that left. Now, our Aldi's put a limit of 4 cans per item for certain canned goods and things like that.
I had never seen that before. I haven't been to an Aldi in months, so I haven't seen that. But I understand that they are doing that. And I understand that you can buy online using Instacart, Instacart, from Aldi's. But what they do is they put an incredibly high surcharge on it. You know, I'm thinking 25%, 35%, or more. Because the prices that you go in, that I used to see in Aldi's, are not the same prices that you can have you can buy on the internet through Aldi or Aldi Pickup. So be very careful, class. These online marketeers are raising prices at Amazon. What I have not seen prices, if you buy from Walmart and have shipped from Walmart, not something that Walmart sells and somebody else, you know, fulfills. If Walmart actually sells it, they have not really raised their prices. And the same is true with Sam's Club. For the most part. Now, Sam's Club prices can change while your item's in the cart. So, for example, you can put it in the cart, find out they don't have it. And I'm not kidding, Dr. Shealy. It's kind of like the Weimar Republic where people would, if they had enough money to go and have a meal at a restaurant, they would pay before they had their meal because it would be more expensive. After the meal, you know, a half hour, 45 minutes later, the price would go up. So, but that's kind of what I was experiencing at Sam's Club. But the price went up and down. I mean, it didn't go just up. So some prices were up, some prices were down. And they were in the dairy area. Not that we're able to get dairy items very easily. But Sam's Club has one item that I think is extraordinary. And when we talk about appliances, I'll tell you about that and why I think it's important. But it's a detergent product for your clothes. So we'll talk in a little more detail on Friday about that. David, corn, cans of bean, pasta, spaghetti sauce, you know, the inexpensive staples, are they in stock, out of stock? What did you see? Cans of beans?
Yeah, Aldi's had a lot. They didn't have no baked beans. No baked beans. No. Now, they said they get a truck in at ours every day, but it don't come until the afternoon. But the last time I was there, they just put out and opened the store, and by the time the guy got me around to the other, it was only 15 minutes, and all the bathroom tissue was gone. All the soap was gone. All the bleach was gone. But a lot of the canned goods, besides like your baked beans and stuff, that was all gone. But the canned vegetables and things, that was all still there. They had plenty of that stuff. And nobody was buying canned fruit or applesauce either, which, you know, and I've seen a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables available.
So are you saying if you want to get broccoli and if you want to get onions and avocados and various lettuce, you could get that, onions, potatoes, fresh?
Yeah.
Well, relatively fresh.
I mean, yeah, because we grab them.
In terms of canned.
Right.
All right. How about canned potatoes? Did you happen to see those little canned potatoes?
Yes. They had canned potatoes. We buy them, too, and have them just for emergencies, and they had plenty of that stuff. At there. But now Walmart was different. Walmart didn't have hardly any canned goods left at all. And no pasta. None of that stuff. None of the. And then the cheap junk meals that you just put together in a cup, whatever, that was all gone, which we don't eat that anyways. So I don't really care. That stuff was all gone. But one thing I noticed, I asked Dr. Sheely a long time ago, I started putting containers of whey protein in my supplies. And every time I'm out, I buy a container. Nobody was buying none of that. I'm like, well, that's something that would be great for you. Nobody's touching it. And I was surprised.
Well, unfortunately, most people don't know about it and won't therefore buy it.
Yeah.
My son bought something and I was absolutely shocked to see. He ordered online, this was months ago, ramen, I don't know how you pronounce it. And allegedly it's food. I'm not so sure. But it's very inexpensive. And I said, what's this? And he said, well, he was thinking that if people came here and they were starving, he could say, I tell you what, you know how you came here, you go back out the same way, and here's some ramen. They get out of here. that's what he was thinking.
I don't know what that stuff is either, but I hear everybody talking about buying it on the radios, on the shows, buying a lot of it. So I don't eat it.
it's hardened noodles. You can boil it in a pot with some water. It has some spices along with it. It's got MSG to make it seem like it's really good. And there's hardly any nutrition in it at all. It's just, it would just be filler. So, but I guess if you're starving, you have a choice between that and nothing. It's a great way to go, and it's very inexpensive, you know, roughly 20 cents per packet, and it might feed one person or, you know, partially feed two. And all you need is water and some heat and a container. Yes.
Now, my store, the ammo counter, when it was open, it was almost, there was hardly nothing there. I mean, they had a lot of 30-30 rounds that I got, but as far as 22 magnums, 22s, that stuff was all gone. They didn't hardly have anything.
I have a comment about that. Years ago, I saw that, you know, there are a couple schools of thoughts on ammunition and calibers. One is, well, if you have a pistol that shoots 9mm, you know, you'll always be able to get ammunition because there'll be dead bodies around that have, you know, like the authorities will be using 9mm. So you'll be able to get them from those dead bodies, you know, should there be dead bodies. So you don't have to worry about ammunition. I don't think that's quite the case. It may be the case, but I wouldn't bank on that. So one of the things that, you know, is the military calibers are .308 in rifle, 9mm in pistol, and 357s and 38 specials aren't really used very much anymore by the authorities, we'll call them that, in the military. So they might be more available, but the one rifle cartridge that seems to be more available than anything else is the 30-30. So that's a 200-yard cartridge, lever-action type rifle. And it's, you know, the gun that won the West kind of a gun and or rifle. So I thought, you know, we should have that. And that's what I did. I bought a 30-30 a long time ago because I knew that, or I felt that they would be available when everything else was out of stock, that they'd have 30-30s because nobody wants them. And it looks like that's what you found. Is that right, David?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Now, the Marlin, I don't know if you know this, but I didn't know that at the time, but they have their, one of their signatures was a gold trigger, and they still actually really have a gold-plated trigger. Mine does. I don't know.
You're talking about the Marlin lever action 22?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
No, I have a 30-30.
Yeah, it's called the golden. Okay. My 30-30 does not have a gold trigger.
Really?
But Marlin, there's, no, it doesn't. It, you know, they have a 30-30. I think it's called a 336, model 336W. And the W stands for Walmart. It has a cheaper version. It's got a stock that's not as fancy, and it's a pressed checkered stock rather than a hand-cut checkered stock. So it's not as nice looking, but it works. And it's pretty inexpensive. So for, you know, roughly $400 at the most, you should be able to get a new one. Brand new, and they walk around at gun shows for like $350, and it would be called a Marlin 336W, as in Walmart. And they make 336s without the W, which are not the Walmart, which would be probably a better version, but more expensive.
Reliable.
And the Marlin, the Marlin has a side eject, so when you eject the casing after the shot, it ejects out the side. Winchester ejects out the top, which is a problem because you have a scope on the top where most scopes are. The ejected case runs right into the scope, so that's not so good. So typically those scopes are put off to
follow up the action, and that's why I did not go with a Winchester when I seen the design. I said, no, I don't. No, this is going to be a problem. And so that's why I went with the Marlin.
And it is.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. Yes, go ahead.
I can ask you a quick question about ammo storage really quick. Say you buy 22s, if you buy like hollow points, they're in plastic, or 22 magnums, they're in plastic containers that waste a lot of space. Would you recommend leaving them in the when you put them in the ammo cans, or would you, to get more in the ammo cans if you're running out, putting like the label and keeping them?
Okay. Class ammunition cans. You can buy them. I used to be able to buy them for $3 a piece. Before that, they were $2 a piece. Now I think they're like $10 a piece. And we're talking about 30 caliber military surplus ammunition cans. Now these are designed, they had the same design for over 100 years. They used them in World War I. They have an old antique ammo can that looks just like World War II. It looks just like Vietnam era. I mean, with just a few changes. So they were very well designed in the beginning. They have rubber gaskets. They are pretty much weather tight. I mean, I'm sure if you throw it in the pond, eventually they'll start leaking. But they're really pretty rugged. They don't let much air in. And they're a great way to store ammunition. So military surplus ammo cans. And I would leave the ammunition in the original container so that the lead doesn't get dinged up, so you get, you know, more accurate flight. Just my thoughts. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay. Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. David, do you have any questions for Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, I have one question to ask Dr. Shealy, and I wanted to see if I can ask you one more ammo question, but I'll ask his question first. We have somebody that takes melatonin gummies to help them relax to sleep, but they say it's giving them night terrors, and what would all natural would be a good replacement?
Well, actually, I don't know whether it's because of the gum. Melatonin does not usually do that, but we're all unique. There's nothing that works as well as time-release melatonin. The only other thing that could be useful is L-taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. 2,000-3,000 milligrams of that may sometimes relax somebody well enough to sleep.
Okay. One other ammo question for you guys, since you guys are older than me and more experienced. Have you ever, Vince, have you ever used any or made any cut shells for your shotguns for home defense or tried any?
Tell me what you mean by that.
Cut shells is where you, right where the brass is connected to the plastic, you go and they even have pre-made ones. But you cut around it, and so when you fire that that shotgun, the whole projectile, the whole becomes the casing, the whole plastic casing and everything goes out, and then so when you eject it, all you get is the brass cap at the back. In case you can't get better home defense shells.
Yeah, you know, I had other things I was going to do this afternoon, but I think that just changed.
I'm surprised you haven't seen. Yeah, that. I didn't know. I mean, you can actually get them already pre-cut from what I understand, but I'm sure that costs a pretty penny. But if you can't afford more expensive gels,
so let me see if I've...
Go ahead.
Let me see if I've got this right. So I've got in mind a pipe cutter, a brass pipe cutter. And are you talking about just going... A pipe cutter has a sharp wheel. It has rollers, and when you cut a piece of copper pipe, let's say you want to cut, you know, 3 feet of copper pipe, you mark where you want to cut it, you take this pipe cutter, and you put the cutting wheel right on the mark, and then you slowly turn this it's a threaded screw, if you will, and you turn that, and you apply pressure on the cutting wheel, and you go around and around and around the piece of copper pipe in the same place, and this cutting wheel makes an impression, a dent, if you will, that goes completely around the circumference of the pipe. Is that the tool you would use for this?
You could probably, yeah, that would work, because my pipe cutter cuts plastic too, mine do. But you'd want to go right above where the cut a serrate around the circle where the brass is connected to the plastic, not the brass, the plastic part, but not
just
all
the
way
plastic.
Through. Yes, so
right.
When you
not,
fire that
right.
whole,
almost all
that
the way
whole
through.
Casing, now it ain't going to do you no good if you're in the reloading, but everything, the wad, everything goes out the barrel. So, I mean, there's a lot, you can probably see a lot of videos YouTube where people show.
So what happens is it keeps intact all the pellets, regardless of whether they're 7.5 or 4s or 2s or double lot, whatever it is, they all stay together.
Yeah, they pretty much, in that plastic,
is that right?
When it hits, it just destroys, you know. And you can just imagine what it'd do when it hits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's good if you don't want to pay, you know, several dollars, you know, quite a bit of bucks for 5 rounds of double lot buck or something. You know, I just didn't know if you had experience of trying them out. I mean, I've seen people do it, but I haven't.
Well, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to look it up first, and then looks like I'm going to be trying that. And you had? Did you have any other questions? Because we have
no,
George on hold.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a nice day,
Dave. Thank you so much. You
right.
too. Thank
Bye.
You. All right, that was David, George in New Haven. George in New Hampshire, walking around with Dr. Shealy.
Hi, Dr. Shealy. Hey, Vincent. I just wanted to touch... Oh, I hear the music already, so I'll wait.
Yeah. Okay. And by the way, have you heard of these cut shells that David was talking about?
I've heard of them, and I've heard of different things, but I'm not that familiar. I mean, I've heard of them. I got like a passing familiarity, but not enough to really make an informed...
Okay.
An informed whatever. Right. You know what I mean? An informed opinion.
Right. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with George.
Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. China continues to deny it, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is very confident that the coronavirus sweeping across the planet began in a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Enormous evidence that that's where this began. We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China.
On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pompeo ripped China's government for concealing information about the virus, and he called it a classic communist disinformation effort. President Trump also pointing the finger at China's government for the coronavirus. At a Fox News town hall event last night, he said China has done the world a disservice by not allowing the United States or any other nation to investigate the beginnings of the outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
J. Crew, the latest retailer to be filing for bankruptcy, the clothing chain, the latest facing severe financial problems because of the coronavirus pandemic. The New York-based company announcing just hours ago it's reached an agreement to eliminate about $1.65 billion in debt in exchange for ceding ownership to creditors, the outbreak forcing the chain to at least temporarily close nearly 500 of its brick-and-mortar locations. Three major airlines, Delta, United, and JetBlue, now requiring all passengers to wear masks or face coverings. Beginning today, passengers will have to wear the masks from check-in right through deplaning. Tom Hanks with a special message for graduating students at Wright State University. The actor, who came down with the virus himself earlier this year, made a surprise appearance during the Ohio College's virtual commencement ceremony, sharing an empowering message with the graduates. Hanks calling the class the chosen ones and said no one will be more fresh to do the task of restarting our normalcy than you. Wright State honoring Hanks back in 2016 when it created the Tom Hanks Center for Motion Pictures. And today's the unofficial holiday to salute the Star Wars series.
May the Force be with you.
Fans seeing the date today, May the 4th, as May the 4th be with you. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're...
Take when you go to the PC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, and George in New Hampshire is joining us. George, welcome.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I was going to say a couple of things to cover quick. One is, with ramen noodles, I had the privilege of being virtually adopted by this community from the extreme southern end of South Vietnam. And they were Khmer Krom. The Cambodian people were Khmer, considered them Vietnamese, and the Vietnamese considered him Cambodian because I guess it was like a succession of land and a royal marriage centuries before that just basically it just went from being part of Cambodia or Khmer to Vietnam. But they had a very unique way of cooking, and I noticed is that they would make, like, they'd take the ramen noodles as a base, and they'd have seasoning and that, and they'd beat an egg. They'd crack an egg, drop the egg yolk and white into the actual ramen noodles when they had poured in, like, the boiling water into it, and they'd take chopsticks, and they'd beat up the ramen noodles and the eggs together, and you'd get almost like a nice soup out of it. But in other words, they could put things in there. You could take scallions or those thin onion-like shoots, and you could cut that up and throw it in there. And it's like you use what you've got in your pantry and what your taste, what you like. And I find that you can add things to enhance because a lot of things now, like I said, they may not have a lot of nutrient value at the outset, but you can add things into it that can enhance it, and you could have like a broth with the noodles in it, which basically, you know, Marco Polo brought back noodles that we Italians would call, pasta from the Far East centuries ago. And we almost think that spaghetti was an Italian. In other words, the Italians took the basic premise and just ran with it, and you could see all the different kinds of rotini, macaroni, spaghetti, linguine, linguiça, and you go on and on and on, right?
Yeah, and you know, since we have more chickens here, we're eating more eggs. I got to tell you, I think that if you eat an egg, not really well done, but if it's still kind of soupy, I like them scrambled with a little bit of milk, and I use avocado oil in the pan so it doesn't stick. I swear I feel better after, you know, a couple weeks of eating more eggs. Dr. Shuley, is that possible?
Yes, eggs are top of my list.
Okay. Now, I still separate out that fertilized red dot. I still can't get past that.
I never have.
Do you eat the red dot or not?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, well, you know, maybe someday, but not today.
It's all protein.
And our neighbor says that if you eat the eggs soon enough, fertilized eggs don't mind if you eat them. But
I agree.
If you wait, they may hatch.
May I interject something here, just aside, gentlemen?
Sure.
There were a couple of things. One thing is that if you notice the pattern, especially Dr. Shaley, I think would probably be more, would definitely be more qualified than us in this sense, is that did you notice in the last 3 or 4 years there's a pattern where I believe they were microbiologists that were ending up being found dead under mysterious circumstances, and they said that there's been maybe upwards of 60 holistic doctors who've died under suspicious deaths, as well as now they say, like in places like Russia and other places, they said if some doctors are complaining about certain conditions under the COVID-19, they seem to have a nasty predilection of falling out of windows several stories up. Now, I'm just saying is I've been monitoring these things, and I have a feeling that there's a pattern emerging here that for whatever reason they want to either intimidate various medical practitioners and or herbalists or holistic doctors, and they're trying to silence like real cures. Or them even, you know, they can do it professionally, they can do a professional hit, or they can do it or many different levels beyond. What do you think about that, gentlemen?
Well, there's no question about it. There seems to have been a flagrant attack and murder of holistic physicians above average. The pharmacomafia does not like us.
Well, you're unselling their products as a holistic physician, right?
say the least, except in acute instances, I do not like drugs of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dr. Shealy, how, what are your thoughts about using the PEMF device that that you've created?
Well, of course, it's at the top of the list of my preferred inventions. The only contraindication is a pacemaker, and I would not use it in someone who's pregnant. But we just have now almost 2.5 year follow-up on our 10 opioid addicts. Interestingly, Vince, just this last week we learned one of the patients who had already gotten off narcotics for the first time in 20 years had to have a foot amputated because of other problems. He was put on narcotics, but took him only 3 months and is off again, so he did not succumb even when reintroduced to narcotics because of the use of the PEMF. 10
wow.
out of 10, free.
What do you...
To almost 2.5 years.
Have you had any experience with the PEMF, Pulse Electromagnetic Frequency Device, that's on your website with corona patients?
I have not. Actually, I haven't seen a corona patient.
Okay. I've read that that some people in authority positions, and I don't even know what that means, expect that everyone ultimately will become infected with the coronavirus at, you know, before it's over. Everyone will be infected. And they're saying, some people are saying 60% of the world will become infected. And I'm wondering if they mean that 60% will be infected and survive, and the other 40% will be infected and die. I don't even know what these numbers mean anymore, because you can't tell from the way these articles have been written. Do you think that we need to build this herd immunity?
Yes. And the vast majority of people will not have a serious enough illness, even though they've been ill.
Okay, and what does it mean? Oh, okay, please continue.
Well, if you're healthy, you can get the bug and not even notice it.
Okay.
And develop immunity.
And if you're not healthy...
Well, okay. You can
and
die.
If you're not healthy,
or
you
get very sick.
Okay. And what does it mean when someone has COVID-19 antibodies in their system? What does that mean? That they've had it, right?
Yes, that means they have somehow been exposed to it and done with it.
They've been exposed to it. They have it. Had it, I mean, and now it's over with. So they have the antibodies.
Exactly.
Now, is that... okay, so if someone has been tested for COVID-19 and tests positive, those results, I'm sure, are going into a database. Do you think that that database could be used against the people who have tested positive for it? So, for example, do you think that in the future, Joe Dokes, who's tested positive for COVID-19, is applying for a job, and they'll say, well, wait a minute, before we continue, let's check the database. Oh, Joe, you've tested positive for COVID-19. So do you think that that could be used as a screen to prevent that person from being hired, or as a screen to say, no, we want to hire people that have tested positive for it?
Let's face it, the political idiots can use it for anything.
Mm-hmm. So we can't tell at this point. Do you think, Dr. Shealy, that they keep talking about flattening the curve, and that is a governmentism for a reduction in the rate of infection. I guess that's what the flattening of the curve means. Do you think that we've reached the point where the number of infections is going down, or will there be another peak and another peak, and will this continue for the rest of our lives? Or do you think this is going to end sometime within the next couple of years?
The way that the CDC has handled this is abominably ignorant or evil, or both.
Okay. All right. I have a question for George. George, what do you think about the 30-30?
Well, it's probably about one of that and the 30-odd six round is probably about the most common rounds that you can find around the country, whether you go in the backwoods to a small little mom-and-pop store or a hardware store, or depending on your location. But the problem is, because there's so many of those guns out there, I think they made something like 11 million of them, at least even one make. I believe it was Winchester. And the next runner-up was the Marlin lever action, as a matter of preference. But the 30-30, being so common and being a deer round, I think you'd actually have a hard time finding it because there's so many people chasing it. Whereas ballistically, you know what, I had a friend who was a nice older gentleman. He's in his 80s now, but he told me this. He says, if you take the Russian round for the SKS or the AK, I think it's 7.62 by 39, ballistically, it's very similar to a 30-30, but he hunted long for many, many years, and his father is an uncle, and he said he swore by the SKS rifle, where it was semi-auto, it had certain features that 30 wouldn't, and you know and I know, with the 30-30 lever action, the average person would have to go through a learning curve that they may not be in a position to be able to really master the lever action, because under a stressful situation, when that lever mechanism, it's manually, of course, as you know, a lever action is levered, and you know it ejects around, brings around in. If you don't bring it to the full fulcrum effect, like all the way down, all the way up, in a stressful situation, you can end up getting jammed up. Whereas with a semi-automatic or even a bolt action, I think it would be more simplified. But he said that when he would shoot a deer with the Russian round, the SKS round, the 7.62 by 39, not to be confused with the 7.62 by 54, which is like the Russian long comparable to a 30-06, or the 7.62 by 51, which is the 308. In other words, he says the deer would go down, and he didn't have anywhere near the number of times where he'd have to chase through the woods after it. So what I'm recommending is that I think a 7.62 by 39 Russian SKS or AK round might be the 21st century 30-30, so to speak, not to be confusing.
Okay, well, I understand what you're saying. I really do. Okay. And SKSs used to be $119. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
George is with us, and Dr. Sheila is with us. Dr. Sheila, I'd like to ask you about protocol that you'd recommend in a situation just going out and being around the generally dumb public in today's world. So in South Carolina, there was this woman who allegedly licked her hands and touched food items at several surfaces at a grocery store and a sandwich shop. So she licked her hands, and then she started touching the handles on the refrigerated cabinets and this and the counters and things like that. So she's trying to infect other people, I guess. Why would somebody lick their hands? I've never seen it. I've seen Michael Bloomberg on a video licking his fingers after having donuts, and that guy wanted to be president. But this woman is licking her hands and then coughing on her hands and then touching food surfaces and food items and freezer drawers. And then it may be the same woman that licked some coins and put them in a tip jar at a sandwich shop. So what would you, and you don't know. I mean, if you're there a minute after this moron leaves the store or the supermarket or the sandwich shop, you don't know what's been touched and who's been there. What would your recommended protocol be in the corona panic environment if you happen to be out? What would you do? How would you prevent yourself?
I'd like to cane her in public square, but
yeah, from a distance.
That is beyond. That's not stupid. That is evil.
It is evil, but what you know, because we don't know if she's been there before us, or someone like her, or related to her, or genetically similar to her. What would you recommend that we do? Is there a protocol that you would follow, knowing that this woman or women like this or men like this are loose in the public? What would you do?
Well, it does mean to me that they, at the very least, I would probably not eat anything raw out of a grocery store today.
Okay.
So any vegetable that can't be cooked, I wouldn't use.
Okay. What about soaking them in a dilute solution of white vinegar or apple cider vinegar and water before use, and washing your hands as soon as you touch fresh produce from the store.
Well, that may work, but we just don't know.
Okay. All right. We've talked about this before, but for those who are new to the class, would you eat at a restaurant today?
Well, as a matter of fact, if Jim's Steakhouse is open on Saturday night, Dr. Roger Cady and his wife, who just moved back here from Washington State, and I are going to go out to dinner.
So you are?
Yes.
You're willing to? Okay. All right. George, any comments from you? We've got about 10 seconds. Oh, no, we've got more than that.
look, for sleep, you know the best sleep aid I found is called REM sleep. I don't know if you ever talked to the gentleman who developed it, but it's a wholesome organic thing, REM sleep, R-E-M sleep. And I find that I'm sleeping like I did when I was a teenager again, where my eyes are closed. I find that I'm dreaming again, or at least remembering the dreams. And you can get it at PastorButch.com. And I know he had you as a guest on his program one day, and he's a friend of Phil Udock's. And the other thing I'd like to say is China, I think, is hoarding a lot of medical supplies, because I had an order through Amazon, and they said Italy, when that pandemic first started, they sent a ton of medical supplies to China. And then some months later, when they needed it desperately, the Chinese government or certain business types there, out of the goodness of their heart, sold them back and charged them the roof for it. And they sold them back all the supplies that the Italians had sent for free to them. They sold them back at such a ridiculously high price. And they said the United States stepped in and helped them out and sent them some supplies, and they were very grateful for. But the Chinese sent agents here to buy up a lot of our masks, because I had a friend of mine's father. He worked in an outfit where a Chinese individual came in. And I'm not picking on Chinese, but some of these were agents, bought up 5 cases full of the N95 masks. And if it was me and I was there, I'd sell them a case, but I'd say, I'm sorry, that's all we have in stock. And I'd be saving them for other people, too, who would come in, rather than one person just hog all the show, so to speak.
Well, the only thing good that's ever come out of China is fireworks, in my opinion.
Yeah. Dr. Shealy and George, here's something interesting. So with all the money that that our federal and state and local governments are squandering, it's going to have to be paid somehow, either through hyperinflation or taxes or something. And I just wanted to have you all think about, what are you going to do if the taxes in your local area go up 32%, as that's what's happening as a proposal by the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee. He wants to increase property taxes 32% to pay for the corona panic. So what happens? It seems to me that that's when you can hear all sorts of noises, like that go bang. Any comments?
I think it's a curse on us, is what it is, and the country's been marching down the long road or been misled down the wrong road for a very long time. Now it's time to pay the fiddler.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.